Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report. On patient Idalene, IDALENES, Adams. Seven seven two four Cutting Avenue, Orland, California 95963. Phone 530-519-2056. Email iac2@digitalpath.net. ID is XXXXX9267, date of birth 3/15/1948. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross Pharmacy. Leave a blank. The clinical indication is recent history of altered mental status suggesting transient global amnesia, uncertain etiology, uncertain result of ED and low cardiovascular, that is ENLO neurological evaluation, new paragraph, history of recurrent asymmetric cephalgia, of uncertain etiology, new paragraph, recent treatment with Imitrex uncertain etiology, subparagraph, headaches are always occurring on the right side. New paragraph, previous history and findings of appendicitis. New paragraph, current reports of vertigo with lightheadedness, transient and recurrent. New paragraph, additional complaints of reduced memory. New paragraph. Past medical history. Listed vertically. Major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, pure hypercholesterolemia, dyslipidemia, depression, family history of migraine, low back pain, fibromyalgia, impaired fasting glucose, prediabetes, cough, serositis media, alcohol dependence, continuous and episodic, fibromyalgia disorder, hip pain, generalized abdominal pain, chronic maxillary sinusitis, right lower quadrant pain, findings of acute appendicitis, dizziness and giddiness, hyperglycemia, upper respiratory tract infection, transient global amnesia, recent medications, sumatriptan, Claritin, escitalopram, ineffective CBD naltrexone, Abilify declined, alprazolam, Dr. Eitner, propranolol, BID for traveling, esomeprazole, a delayed release, 40 milligrams daily, rovastatin 10 milligrams, albuterol sulfate, inhalation, new paragraph, medical adverse reactions, penicillin-hives, Stadol, confusion, sulfonamide hives, new paragraph, past medical history, elevated liver enzymes, ultrasound-hepatic cyst, herpes virus 2 flare-ups, degenerative lumbosacral disease, Tarlov's cyst, failed intervention for pain management, hypothyroidism, biopsy, previous, migraine since age 27, depression, PTSD, anxiety, hiatal hernia, heartburn, new paragraph, previous evaluation, Dr. Wooding, allergies, Dr. Massa, cardiology, dermatology, Dr. J. On, O-N, P-A, ENT, Dr. Lacey, Dr. Lena Singh, endocrinology, Dr. Pierce, gastroenterology, Dr. Reeve, ophthalmology, Dr. Eitner, psychiatry, Dr. Bruce Jenkins, dental, previous surgery, appendectomy 11-22, bilateral blepharoplasty 2021. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring. Eileen Adams for neurological evaluation. As you know, she has recurrent isolated right-sided headaches that would suggest a diagnosis of hemicranial recurrent cephalgia. Subparagraph, headaches of this disorder commonly respond to potent nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory medications such as indomethacin. New paragraph, on the other hand, she has significant history of gastrointestinal disease and clinical symptoms for which laboratory testing was completed. Subparagraph, the findings of her initial studies show nutritional deficiency to vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B5, all potential causes of encephalopathy, and vitamin B2 recurrent cephalgia. New paragraph, she is at least partially responsive to Imitrex for migraine. New paragraph, in consideration for this history and her presentation, we are obtaining the following. New paragraph. MR vascular angiography to exclude a AVM/aneurysm. New paragraph. Follow-up reevaluation laboratory testing for urinary 5-HIAA for exclusion of carcinoid syndrome and a neuroendocrine tumor that would be associated with the demonstrated vitamin B3 deficiency. New paragraph. When she is seen here for reevaluation, initiation of therapeutic intervention with substantial treatment with vitamin B2-400 milligrams, vitamin B3, niacinamide 500 milligrams, and vitamin B5 100 milligrams, in addition to a women's nutritional supplementation, and control of her alcohol use may be substantially beneficial for her headache history and treatment. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns and we have further information. So I respectfully, with my professional signature.